Welcome to Leanne's Voice podcast, where I talk about all great and amazing things to help you ladies speak with confidence in any situation, whether it's work, in business, at home, socially, on dates, wherever it is you find that you need to speak and you want to speak more confidently, this is the podcast for you. If that sounds like a bit of you, then stay tuned, my dear. I've got some gems and tips and hints to help you speak more confidently like never, ever before. Okay, so speaking confidently, ladies, in public, it's a valuable skill that you need to master and refine all the time. So yes, I am a voiceover and speaking coach, but I'm always learning, always trying to improve so I can sharpen up my tools, you know, iron sharpens iron, and help myself, help you deliver better for my clients, you know. So you need to speak confidently, whether it's at work, giving a speech, participating in a group discussion. And I thought I'd give you some do's and don'ts this time. I know usually I do like questions and answers, but I thought let me do some do's and don'ts because some of the questions I've been getting, I thought let me just wrap this one up and give you all the answers here. So some important do's when you speak with confidence in public, in any situation really. How do you stay strong or start strong? Because you know, like when you're talking to someone, they're like, oh, yeah, I was just thinking, you know, I just thought like maybe we could, you're not engaged, you're not listening. It's like, well, what's she saying? I'm not even interested, you know. So starting strong, you've got to begin with like, you know, like when you're on like online in that Instagram, Facebook, and you see those reels and it's got like a great hook or a question. It's like, do you want to lose weight? Do you like cake? Do you want to speak with confidence? Are you tired of? You know, they give you those good hooks. Same way how they engage you with those YouTube videos with the beginning of a song. You know, when you're going past those shoe shops, there's one shoe shop in Westfield, yeah, it's got all these shoes hanging down from like a chandelier. Those are a hook to hook you in, grab your attention. And so you've got to have a captivating beginning, whatever it is you're saying. You've got to capture your audience's attention from the beginning, and that's going to give you a positive start. You know, let you have confidence, let them trust you and listen to you. So start strong, whatever it is you do, start strong. You don't always have to introduce yourself depending on where you're talking, okay? Know where you're talking. That'll depend on whether you say, hi, my name is, you know. Hi, my name is, you know, you've got to depend on where you are speaking, who you're speaking to, because they might know you already, yeah? And another thing, eye contact is very important. I know it's a bit difficult or tricky if you're on you know, you're doing your meetings and stuff online on video calls, slightly different there. But if you do get the in-person opportunities, I'm always a big fan of getting the eye contact, but also moving it to eye connection where you're holding that gaze a bit longer. Not like a lovely one, like it's your romantic man or whatever. But to establish that eye contact gives confidence, gives trust, you know, and it helps you to engage with people, let them know that you're here to speak to them and that you see that they're listening to you. Yeah, so definitely do that. Eye contact with people. I know some people say look over the heads. I don't agree with that. If there's someone's eyes, look into the eyes and connect with them. They're there for a reason. They're to listen to you and ask you questions and stuff. So have the decency, my lovely, to give them a little eye contact. It shows that you're confident, trustworthy, not looking down at the floor and stuff like that. All right? This one I have to say to myself all the time. Speak slowly and clearly. Not like a robot or anything like that, but speak at a moderate pace. And I think going a little bit slower than how you usually talk with your friends and your family helps. If you're going into like corporate world, training, interviews, meetings, etc., speaking online, go a little bit slower because some people may not be used to the pace and tone how you speak or your accent as well. So speaking at a moderate pace, a little bit slower, and just clearly enunciating all of those words. And particularly if you've got a big word coming up, slow it down. Because then bad boys always try and trip you up in front of the stakeholders or the management team, all of that type of stuff. So speak slowly and your words are going to be clearer, more articulate. You're going to seem more composed and confident. Okay, so those are the three do's I wanted to share. Start strong, maintain the eye contact, eye connection, and speak slower and clearer than what you normally would, okay? Right, some of the don'ts. Now, the don'ts are a big don't. These are the no-nos, okay? Do not use excessive filler words. You know the filler words. There's so many. Everyone's got their own ones. I've got in it. You've got like, isn't it? I remember, was it a maths teacher at school? Yeah, it was the maths teacher at school. So it was going, And at the time, I didn't know that that was a filler word. I think, why does he always make that sound? Why don't he just teach me the maths? What's wrong with him? But I didn't realise, and now that I've done the speaking coach myself, I realise that that was one of his filler words when he wasn't sure what to teach us next or how to progress the lesson. So try and minimise it. And you know the ways you can do it, you know, is you can hold a pause, which gives dramatic effect. You can ask a question. You can use phrases like, let's move on now, rather than giving all those filler words. And those filler words, they can make you seem less confident. You're distracted from your message and you don't really know what you're talking about. So be very careful. I'm not saying eradicate the filler words. I'm not the filler words police. But I'm just saying be very conscious of them and use something else to fill them in, okay? And as well, I'm going back again to speed another don't rush. Don't rush, okay? When you speak too quickly, it can appear that you're nervous, you don't know what you're saying, or you don't even trust what your own self is saying. So take your time to know what it is you're talking about and deliver it and articulate your thoughts clearly, because sometimes people don't know what it is that you're going to share. It could be something new. Imagine the first time the first person who created AI or whatever was speaking to that to their stakeholders. They'd have had to go in a slower pace. I know they'd be very excited and passionate, which I know can have the speed, but they'd have to be very clear, breaking it down, articulating clearly so that the listeners could understand and get the point. Because that's what you want. You want people to always understand the point or the actions they need to take from what it is you're sharing. And also avoid overcomplicating language, okay? And now, it depends on what industry you're in or who you speak to. There can be so many different letters and codings and stuff like that. It depends on what industry. I remember when I was working before, there were codes like LBH, DOT, oh my goodness, DOT, LC. And if you step out of those environments, those abbreviations or acronyms, they don't work in other environments, and people need to understand what you're saying. So keep those to a minimum. So avoid the complex languages or these acronyms like DT, BT, G, what? Because sometimes those words mean something different to someone else, depending on what background they've come into to listen to what you're saying. And sometimes the letters can make you stumble. So I'm of the opinion of, if you're speaking to experts, you don't need to break down what all those letters mean. But if you've got a mixed bunch team, you're training or you're going to an interview, don't assume they know what BT, DT, OTD, LBH, all of those things mean, okay? And if you stumble on them, they can make you feel less confident. People are like, she don't know what she's talking about. And so be very clear and concise. That's what I'm saying. So be careful who you use all the abbreviations on, because not all of your audience listeners will know what they mean. So it depends on who you're speaking to. That will gauge how much of the abbreviations you use, okay? So those are my last three don'ts. Don't use excessive filler words. Don't rush. And avoid the overcomplicating language and too many abbreviations if your audience members are not expertise in the industry. So just to remind you, my love, I'm here to help you building confidence when you speak publicly. It takes time. It takes practice. You could be good on Monday, lost all your confidence again by Thursday. I hope not, if you're following my tools and tips that I give you every single week, my love. So start with a smaller audience, even if that means you're talking to your cat or your dog or your three-year-old little nephew or your baby or your husband or someone at the, you know, at the mums and plays group. Start with a small audience, then go live on Facebook, then do say to your boss, I want to take a training session. Then go and do an interview. You know, take things small at a time. Because remember, you as a baby, you was on milk, then you moved to solid food. You had to crawl, then you walked, then you ran. You didn't just get up out of the womb and just start running. No. Take time, have grace and patience with yourself, okay? Work your way up to large audience, to more complex technical things that you need to share. And remember that each experience, whether it's inverted commas, good or bad, I don't really see anything as bad. Everything is a learning opportunity to me. You can grow, look for the opportunity. What can you learn from this? How can this improve your character, your thought process, your speaking? And take that into the next time that you need to speak in an appraisal, in a team meeting, on a training session, in an interview, whatever it is, you know. Always take every situation as a learning situation. Nothing is a mistake, okay? And you are going to improve of that as a confident speaking woman in any environment. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I have been your host, Leanne Turner, and I hope you have loved it as much as I have loved being that voice in your ear, helping you to speak more confidently like never before. And if that's your goal, well, it must be if you've been listening to my podcast. You can't just be listening to my sweet, honey, calm, soothing tones, although I'm grateful that you are. I want to help you to speak more confidently in your life, whether that's at work, at home, on dates, you know, business, whatever it is you need to do on the phone. I want you to be that confident woman that you know you can be, but you just didn't know the how. Let me be your how, my love. Okay. So this month I've got some free spaces in my coaching clientele base, and I want you in there. I want to help you to reach that level of speaking confidence like you never have before. If you're a woman and you know that you want to speak confidently in your interview to nail that job, you want to speak great and confidently engaging in work presentations, in team meetings, on your videos online, on dates, on phone calls, at home, to the children, wherever it is you need to talk, because you know we ladies, we like to talk, right? I want to help you to express yourself confidently. Yeah, and if that's you and you think that you can really benefit for some coaching sessions, I have some space for you this very month, my dear. So go onto my website, leanneturner.com, click the coaching page, and you're going to see how you can, you know, let me know your needs and how I can meet your needs and how we can make this happen. Okay, I am so excited to see you in the coaching session. I've got a few spaces left just for you, my dear. And please go onto my website, click coaching and sign up on the form, and let's make this happen so you can be that confident speaking woman like never, ever before.